Lastly, looking at the effect of early menopause, at 10 years, as you can see from the graph, the risk was 23% in those without early menopause, but this risk was reduced to 12.5% in those who had undergone early menopause, giving approximately a 50% reduction in risk at 10 years. There was an overall risk reduction of 38% due to early menopause over the whole follow-up period, giving a p-value of 0.038. And although I haven't included the curves here, we also drew up Kaplan-Meier curves for each gene separately, and early menopause was shown to reduce the risk for both BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation carriers separately, indicating that this risk reduction shown here isn't only due to an effect of early menopause in BRCA1 mutation carriers, as has previously been hypothesized.